Birds of Tokyo, Triple M, Jay and Dave for breakfast. Welcome to Wednesday morning, 14 minutes past 6, $1,000 cash back after 8 o'clock this morning in lay pressure tests. I've got a confession to make about our pantry challenge yesterday. We did this.
Yeah, you said something just before that there was a bit of an issue. What? You're not just trying to get out of it, are you?
No. I'll do it. I'll have to do the pantry challenge tonight. So, Dave, we came up with this idea to create a recipe or a dish at home with three ingredients from our cupboards. Because let's face it,
yeah,
a lot of the ingredients in our cupboards at the moment are not all there because everyone's panic buying. So you made
gourmet 2 minute noodle.
So you had 2 minute noodles, which you cooked for 15 minutes.
Well, we had the other stuff in there. Like the chicken had to be cooked through because I had some frozen chicken, which I thawed out. Some Vegemite in there. Some leafy greens. I don't even know what they were called. Bok choy, maybe. And some onions and some carrots.
I was going to make some throw-together pancakes, right?
Right, okay.
So I got the flour out. It was like flour, milk, and egg.
Yeah, is that how you make them, is it?
Yeah, one of each. One cup, one egg, one, yeah.
That I didn't know.
But I couldn't because I had the weasel things in my...
right,
in my
okay.
flour.
Okay.
I picked it out. I'm like, oh, I can't use this. I had little wiggly worms in there.
Oh, yuck.
I know. So I wasn't, I was, Jamie's like, just make them and make him eat them. But that was the
but, well, it would be the protein part of it, wouldn't it?
My question is, how do they get into the flour?
Good question.
Like, we don't use a flour clearly often enough to notice that they're in there.
Yeah. Is it in a sealed container?
It's in a jar. But do you know that they are moths, right?
They are?
Yes.
Those little weasel things.
Okay, that's my next question too. What did you just call them?
The weasel things. I don't know.
I call it weasels as well. And Jamie said, no, they're weevils.
Weevils, isn't that a TV show?
And I said, no, I'm pretty sure it's a weasel.
I could have swore the weevils were like a TV show, the weevils. Like it was an old British show. I remember.
Now you're thinking of weasel gummage.
That's Wurzel Gummidge.
Weasel Gummidge is a giant moth with a hat on.
The Wurzels, I thought, were the Weevils, were the like the puppets in a garbage tip or something in Britain. I don't know.
13/20/17. Can you clarify two things for us? Is it weasel or weevil that you'll find in your flour?
Yeah.
And do they grow into a moth? Because we're not allowed to Google on the show, and one of the producers here this morning said they turn into moths. How do they get into the flour is my question.
Well, that's true. Maybe they were embedded in the flour seeds. Who knows? But, yeah, they turn up after you don't use your flour for a long time, don't they?
They're like an unwanted family member at Christmas time. They just, like, pop over. You can't get rid of them. They're everywhere.
It's Uncle Steve.
Uncle Steve, the weevil, or the weasel. We can't determine who it is.
Weevils.
Weasel gummage. 13/20/17 is a phone number.
Hello, Triple M.
Hey, how you going?
Good.
It's Troy here.
G'day, Troy. What is it? Is it weevil or weasel?
Well, one of your questions, they're weevil for the flower. And Dave, you're wondering about those things live in the trash, though, or the wombles of Wimbledon.
Wombles.
Oh, the wombles, that's it.
I'm showing my age a little bit here, but yeah, that's them boys.
That's right. Oh, the wombles are living in my flour. All right, thanks for clarifying that, Troy. Appreciate it.
That's the worst problem to have, wombles living in your flour.
There's nothing worse than having wombles in your flour. Mate. Thank you. All right, so it's weevil, not weasel.
So it is weevil. Oh, to hell with everyone. I'm still saying weasels. What about you?
And I've just been told in my ear, they just sent, the producer said, a weasel is actually a rodent.
Well, they are, aren't they?
This show is so educational. Where else would you, Mackay, with Sundays, would you get a show like this? 18 minutes past 6, Jay and Dave for breakfast.